study that I had, the question that I worked on was, why was Jesus not stoned, and who was complicit involving his death? And I'll take you to 1 Thessalonians 2:14-15. For ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God, which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered like things of our own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews, who both killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets, and have persecuted us, and they please not God, and are contrary to all men. And move along to Matthew 23, which tells us what is noted in 1 Thessalonians, Matthew 23:34. Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues, and persecute them from city to city. Matthew 23:37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens, and ye would not. Some of the examples of stoning in Scripture: Acts 7:52-60. The stoning of Stephen because of his blasphemy in his trial for denouncing Jewish authority. Before his death, and I would ask you to take note of this, he asked the Lord to not lay this sin to their charge. We'll visit this again later. 1 Kings 21, the stoning of Naboth. He was persecuted falsely by the workings of Jezebel. 2 Chronicles 24:20-22, the stoning of Zechariah. After the death of Jehoiada, Zechariah condemned both King Jehoash and the people for their rebellion against God. This so stirred up their resentment against him that at the king's commandment they stoned him, and he died in the court of the house of the Lord. Acts 14:19, the stoning of Paul, and left him for dead, but he did not stay dead. It is hard to keep a good man down. Here comes the hypocrisy. John 18:31. It is not lawful for us to put any man to death. This is the retort presented by the Jews to Pilate. Exodus 21:12. He that smiteth a man, so that he die, shall be surely put to death. If it ever is concluded that Pontius Pilate and the Romans were solely responsible for the death of Jesus, then this path of reasoning would be reckless and denying. The Jewish law forbade killing any man, however, in delivering Jesus to the Romans and demanding crucifixion, they, the Jews, were culpable to the torture and ultimate death of Jesus. While on the cross, Jesus stated, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Sounds familiar from earlier. Therefore, any egregious judgment made by any man up to today and forward towards the Jews is in error and not our charge. Any action, therefore, would diminish the importance of Jesus' words. Now I take you to two critical scriptures. First one is John 8:7. He that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone. And in Matthew 7:1, judge not, that ye be not judged. I will expound upon these two later. Why was Jesus not stoned? We go to Deuteronomy to start our explanation here. 21:21. All the men of his city shall stone him with stones, that he die, so shalt thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. 21:22. And if a man have committed a sin worthy of death, and he be put to death, and thou hang him on a tree, 21:23, his body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt in wise bury him that day. For he that is hanged is accursed of God, that thy land be not defiled, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. The Sanhedrin may have wanted to dispel the Messiah claim and prove that if Jesus was the true Messiah, he would not be accursed of God. So by presenting Jesus to Pilate, they were categorizing him as lowly and deserving of the measure of punishment presented in Deuteronomy 21:22. The prophecy. We start in Zechariah 13:7. God will strike the shepherd and his sheep will scatter. We move to Isaiah 53:7. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. And we move to Psalm 22:16, which states, for dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me, they pierced my hands and my feet. This scripture was written by King David in approximately 900 BC. Crucifixion had not yet been invented. Jesus was beaten with a lead-tipped whip that ripped his flesh from his back. Isaiah 56 says, I offered my back to those who beat me, and my cheek to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mockery and spitting. In Psalm 22:14, my life is poured out of me like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My strength has dried up like sun-baked clay. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. Psalm 69:21. They offer me sour wine for my thirst. By my understanding, crucifixion was not used or invented for approximately another 300 years. But people, you can check me on that. We move to Numbers 9:12. They shall leave none of it unto the morning, nor break any bone of it. According to all the ordinances of the Passover, they shall keep it. Psalms 34:20. He keepeth bones, not one of them broken. So now we move to the fulfillment. In John 31, the Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. In 32, then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. In 33, but when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. Now I go back to John 8:7. He that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone. And Matthew 7:1, judge not, that ye be not judged. The Jews who sought the demise of Jesus corrupted themselves in spite of the law. In Matthew 27:24, when Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Then answered all the people and said, his blood be on us and on our children. It is my thought that they were simply trying to patronize Pilate at this time. Be careful what you ask for, you might get it. To recap, why was Jesus not stoned? First and foremost, it was foretold. The Jewish council, Sanhedrin, were possibly so full of themselves that they were unwilling to follow the message contained in the Tanakh. Their control and influence was being, in their eyes, compromised. Their vision and view of a king was not what they saw in Jesus. Referring back to Matthew 23:37, it appears they were unwilling to relinquish their worldly power and selfish pride. So in offering up Jesus to the Romans for crucifixion, the Jews may have been skirting responsibility and creating their own erroneous proof of his false identity. They may have misused Deuteronomy to their own advantage, to bolster their foolish pride and earthly station. At any rate, the actions of the Sanhedrin and the demands of the Jews were adding to their corruption and ultimately necessary to fulfill prophecy. Now mind you folks, this is absolutely not a measure to throw the Jews under the bus, since not all Jews felt or had this poor sentiment. That is all I have for right now. Thank you, folks. I will release the mic.